Hey there, and welcome to episode one of my podcast, Hike Your Own Hike. And I'm actually doing that right now. I'm out hiking. It's the 29th of January, and just got a little bit of snow today. It's been abnormally warm and not very much snow for a winter in Michigan, but I am certainly not complaining. I made a commitment or a goal at the beginning of this year that I was going to hike a total of 2,200 miles in 2017. And I've been taking video and keeping track of all that mileage with some of the different social media tools out there. Map My Hike is the one that's capturing all the data. So I'm keeping track of my miles every day. So far it's been 29 days in a row. And I look for it to continue. I'm doing this, I have the plan or a plan to hike the Appalachian Trail with Oliver, my youngest son, just before he turns 5 years old. We're going to give it a stab. Well, actually, we're going to accomplish it, I believe. And so first things first, it's about 2,200 miles. It starts in Spring Mountain, Georgia, and goes up to Mount Katahdin in Maine. And it's a long way. So I'm starting out this year, because it's a couple of years away, but this year I'm going to hike 2,200 miles as fast as I can. I'm going to get it done for sure before the end of the year. I'm already hiking upwards of 10 miles on some days, and it's not too strenuous. So I think it'll be really interesting and a great mental feat. But I do kind of have an obsession with backpacking. So a lot of these, in fact, I believe the majority of the episodes are going to be done while I'm hiking, just to capture the spirit, and that's when I tend to think the best. In fact, I've been noticing over the course of the last week to 10 days, when I set out on a hike, if I have something on my mind or something I'm struggling with, typically by the end of the hike, I'm able to come up with a solution or at least an idea. So it helps me gain a little bit of perspective. And I don't know, the juices just seem to be flowing when I'm out here. So the reason that the name of this podcast is Hike Your Own Hike is because as I've been obsessed with backpacking, I've listened to several audio books of people who have hiked the Appalachian Trail. And there's one common theme to it that everybody seems to hear. You know, everybody's got different perspectives. Everybody gets different things. You hear about the shelters. Everybody has a different opinion there. But when people are hiking in groups, obviously, not everybody hikes at the same speed. Some go fast, some go slow. Some people like to hitchhike and skip, you know, treacherous parts of the trail. And other people, you know, are purists and they want to hike every single step of the original trail so that they can say that they've accomplished it. But regardless, you know, there's obviously a little bit of criticism of the people who skip treacherous parts or are yellow blazers who will hitchhike from one part north up several miles and get on the rest. But it's a judgment thing, and really I think as people are on the trail and as they work their way up, they tend to lose a little bit of that judgment, and they typically say, you know, hike your own hike. If somebody starts to criticize you for doing something or you're going too slow or whatever, hike your own hike. And really, as I listened to that and processed it, I started to think about how closely aligned that is with life. And I've always had a really strong drive in who I am to kind of follow my own path. And, you know, a little bit, I'm a little bit of aggravator, I guess. You know, I'll take the opposite side of an argument just to kind of get good dialogue. Or even if I share a similar view as somebody and they you know, start to pull in something that I don't agree with, I'm going to push back on it. And it's interesting because as I've found myself in those situations where I've pushed back, I kind of felt like social pressure. I didn't feel good about it. I felt uncomfortable. I felt judged. I felt, you know, like I wasn't fitting in with the social norms. And I can think of several times, pretty major times where that happened. And now as I kind of look back, the reason why I believe I was feeling so awkward and out of place and whatever is totally because of social pressure to be a certain way. And it was really interesting to me because, you know, I used to look at those like episodes or times where I just wasn't very tolerant or times where I was in a bad mood or just didn't agree or maybe I should have just kept my mouth shut. And now when I think about it, why should I have kept my mouth shut? Those aren't, you know, episodes that I had or by acting outside the norm. Those are actually times when I was, you know, when I was feeling that way or modified my behavior to fit that way, I was feeling bad for not being myself. Here I always thought I was feeling bad for you know, making other people upset or doing something that I shouldn't do. And really what I was doing is feeling bad because I was modifying who I am to fit something that I'm not. And I think that's really interesting. So there's a lot of different things. You know, here we are in 2017. We have access to video on our phones. We can have recording devices. We can connect with people all over the world. We can have tighter connections with the people that are close to us just by observing different things that are happening in their lives through social media. And, you know, I think about how many times I'd love to ask my dad or one of my grandpas, you know, perhaps my grandpa that came over from Poland, about his life. You kind of hear bits and pieces of your relatives over time. And now all of a sudden we have access to this stuff. And I start thinking about my grandkids and my grandkids' kids and so on and so forth. And how similar the struggles are that they're going to go through, that I've gone through in my 47 years on the planet so far and the years to come. So I just think there's a way to utilize this technology to, you know, get those things that I've learned, those thoughts that I have, those things that I'd love to reach out and tell my great-great-great-great-great-grandson if I were witnessing him in a position where he was struggling, if I could just give him a little bit of perspective to shift it and alleviate some of the pain, how cool that would be. So I'm going to be, you know, instead of just sitting here and thinking about how that's possible, I'm going to utilize these mediums that I have to capture this message, capture my thoughts, capture what I've learned, and put it out there. Not because I want my kids or grandkids or great-great-great-great-grandkids to be a certain way, but because I want to be able to share with them some of the things that I've done, some of my experiences, and I want them to feel like I'm there for them, even if I was never on this planet when they were listening to it or watching it. I think that's super cool. But anyway, you know, like I said, I've been thinking about doing something like this for several years, and I've often hesitated, and I truly believe the reason I was hesitating was, again, I was thinking about the social pressure, thinking about what people would think, you know, who are you, some big shot, who wants to know what you have to say, and you know, you cave under this false pressure that really doesn't even exist. We give so much power to social judgment, and to me, I just don't see where it's worth it. And every time I've ever succumbed to social judgment, I've felt significant pain. And when I start to not think about social judgment, it just makes it so much freer. Just the ability to be and to do what you know you want to do and what you think is right. So I think that's super cool. And I also want to say, you know, I'm not saying we should just all go out there and every man for himself and do whatever you want to do. I probably could have started out by saying I believe that we need to add value to the world, try to help people when we see an opportunity. Of course, I think we need to think about ourselves and we need to protect ourselves at utmost. You can call that selfish, but it's absolute necessity. If we want to be able to give to other people, we need to be able to take care of ourselves and make sure that we're full so that we have something to give. If we allow ourselves to get run down or do whatever else, we get empty. Then all of a sudden we don't have as much to give, and frankly, we shouldn't be anyway. So, well, I'm not going to get, I guess I probably will get pretty philosophical in some of these episodes, but that's why I'm here. That's why I'm sharing this. I'm really excited. I hope that, you know, if this is something that sounds interesting to you or you get excited about the idea of sharing with your generations after generations, with this digital content that's going to be living on forever, and this inspires you to do something, that's awesome. If not, and if you just enjoy listening to it and following some of the other stuff I've got going in some of the other channels, that's cool too. But anyway, well, I think that's going to be it for the first episode. I will say I'm going to try to do some interviews with other people that are that I know who share either similar views or really different views than mine, but things that I find interesting and things that challenge my way of looking at things. I think that's fun, and I think there's some great conversation that can come from that. But anyway, that's it for episode one. I look forward to talking to you again soon. And feel free to, you know, friend me on Facebook, facebook.com/PeteBrand, one, the number one, or follow me on Twitter at PeteBrand, or just Google me. You'll find me on other social channels, and I'd love to be connected. All right, I'll talk to you later. Bye.